For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is investigating the attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue that left 11 people dead as a hate crime. Bob Jones, the head of the FBI field office in Pittsburgh, says the mass shooting is heinous.
This is the most horrific crime scene I've seen in 22 years with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Members of the Tree of Life Synagogue, conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship, were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith.
Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich says law enforcement was quick to the scene.
Multiple agencies responded to this incident, and without their courage, this tragedy would have been far worse. Those include numerous state, county, and federal agencies, as well as neighboring EMS services, along with the city of Pittsburgh.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Florida Panhandle talking to victims of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail talking about President Trump as he was stumping for Democrats in Milwaukee.
I've got to believe that there's certain things that transcend party, and that whatever your political background, I'm hoping you think it's wrong to hear people spend years, months, vilifying people, questioning their patriotism, calling them enemies of the people, and then suddenly you're concerned about civility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump spoke at the Young Black Leadership Summit. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The president expressed confidence in the success of the young people in the room.
Each of you represents the future of our nation. You know that. You are not afraid to stand up for your beliefs or stand against injustice. You refuse to be told by the same failed voices how to think or what to believe. You understand that. And you see what's happening with our country, how great it is, and how well different groups of people are doing.
Throughout his speech, the president blamed Democrats for wiping out good-paying jobs in the black community and for contributing to high crime and poverty rates in inner cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. But kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.